Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
6:36, O'Connor and Company, this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, one and all. Great way to start your holidays right here on News Talk 105.9 WMAL. 705, Dave Foreman of the American Gaming Association, because now Marylanders can join the fun with Virginians and Washingtonians. We can bet on sports on our phones. I just feel better knowing that.
Yeah.
Coming up at 7:35, Washington Post reporter Becky Crystal on the great Thanksgiving pie debate. 7:45, Sean Salai from Washington Times going to tell us about some Black Friday specials you should prepare for now. At 8:05, the ubiquitous butterball expert who's going to be making the rounds all over media.
I just love that word.
Butterball expert. Butterball. Give you some last-minute turkey tips so you don't get food poisoning. 8:35, Dr. Marty McCary. If you do get food poisoning, he'll help you out. He's at Johns Hopkins. So all that coming up. But first, let's bring in Cal Thomas. All right, quickly, Cal. Pumpkin, pecan, or apple?
Pecan. Yes. And, you know, I didn't know you. I thought you went to public school. Where did you learn the word ubiquitous?
Chris Plant told me.
Ah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to both of you. And by the way, you saw when Biden pardoned those turkeys the other day. I think that answers the question whether a president can pardon himself.
Is it weird that one of the turkeys' name was Hunter? I found
really?
That odd. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, well, it kind of gives a whole new meaning to laptop, I guess. I don't know.
I love your column yesterday, Cal. I love your column every week, of course.
Bless you, my
son. But you have, Cal, you have what we like to call around this town institutional knowledge. Mm-hmm. You've been around and you remember things, and that's very valuable because you remember the Chuck Schumer that we're seeing right now with regard to illegal immigration, not the same Chuck Schumer you remember from years ago.
Well, it's true. I mean, in a 2009 speech at Georgetown Law School, of all places, Schumer said, and there's video of this that anybody can look it up, said, illegal immigration is wrong. We must create a system that converts the flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants into the U.S. into a more manageable and controlled flow of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Mm. Now, that's one of the few things I could ever agree with Chuck Schumer about. But flash forward just to last week, and he cited a drop in the U.S. birth rate as one reason we need to have more immigrants come in. Gee, I said, could that have anything to do with the 60 million abortions? We have fewer people in America. And then he said the only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are. He doesn't know because Mayorkas doesn't know. Nobody knows.
Well, and Cal, Julie, this just brings us back to the theme of the day, which is the root of all these problems is the mainstream media. Because,
right.
See, if you flip-flop on an issue that puts you in line with the leftist ideology that the reporters hang on to, then you're praised. If you flip to the other way, then you're a flip-flopper. Then you're a hypocrite,
exactly.
Julie.
That's right. Well, Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday that he's going to lead a delegation down to the border and make a big deal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
out of it. But again, as you say, the media have ignored it except for Fox News, which has drones down there. And Mayorkas gets up and testifies before a House and Senate committee that the border is secure. Now, who are you going to believe, him or your lying eyes? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the kind of denial from the fanatics who say we never landed on the moon. Ponder that for a minute.
No, we did. I did. I thought Julie was going to jump in there.
I'm so sorry. I wanted to ask you about this climate reparations money that's going from the United States to other countries, including, I can't believe I'm going to say this, China.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, I mean, this is like throwing more good money after bad. It's like giving money to Jim Jones and the People's Temple. It's crazy. Yeah. First of all, this whole climate change thing. You know, in the 1970s, we were about to, according to Newsweek and all the scientific experts, we were going to die from global cooling. There was going to be a new ice age. And then you got the scientists telling us all this stuff about COVID and reversing themselves, masks, shots, whatever, and now you've got the experts saying, no, you can trust us. This is we're an evil country, and so we have to send money to these. Does anybody think that sending money to some of these corrupt nations is going to turn out well? Look at what we've done in South America, in Central America, and sending money. People put it in their own pockets. It's a waste, and I hope one of the first acts of the new Republican House is to cut this off.
Cal, one last thing. You have this is quintessential Cal Thomas, your newest column, where you attack the bastardization of the English language. The headline is "Thanksgiving to whom?" Extra points for whom? I know why my use of ubiquitous was music
thrilling
to your ears. I love this column. Tell us a little bit about what's getting under your skin these days.
Well, that's true. I mean, you look at sports used to be the big guilty one on this, using a noun and a pronoun in the same sentence. You know, the Commanders, they, or Larry, he. But it's gone beyond that now. How many times, especially with young people, you see this, you say thank you, and the return is no problem. Mm. When did thankfulness ever become a problem? And then the whole idea of being thankful for something. We're now in this open time for Medicare supplements. You see the ads all over television. And the three words that are in every single one of them: deserve, benefit, and free. There's nothing about being grateful for anything. There's nothing about being thankful for anything. And I just think it's something that is going out of style, like your little toe. But I'm thankful for you guys and this wonderful platform on WMAL Radio.
Cal, honestly, someone said said you're welcome to me a couple days ago, and it was jarring. I hadn't heard someone say you're welcome in so long. No problem has become so ubiquitous. So it is a problem. It is a problem.
Yes, it is. But not for you guys, because you're smart.
We are grateful to have you every day, every week, Cal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Larry. Enjoy your dinner and your family. Bye-bye.
Yes,
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.